Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
36 minutes after 5, my family, that is your time. I'm Paul McGaw, author, businesswoman, is on the line joining us this afternoon, and we continue our conversation on the sisterhood. But before we cross over to welcome Paul back on the line, standing by for us this afternoon, here is the riddle. Yes, the riddle on Family Friday. Right. Esther, Abigail, God's ladies eternally. Actually, this is not about Esther. It's not about Abigail. It's not just about God's ladies. It is actually the name of a particular bird used to describe healing, revival, and strength. Esther, Abigail, God's ladies eternally. What is the name of this bird? And what scripture references apply? Okay, let's see if somebody can work it out on 0826572729. Let me read it again. Esther, Abigail, God's ladies eternally. This is the name of a particular bird used in scripture to describe healing, revival, and strength. What is the name of this bird? And what scripture references apply?
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mpo, thank you so much for standing by for us.
Yes, I am. I'm still here. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm just going to ask you, I'm not going to ask you what the answer is. I just want to know, do you know the answer to that riddle?
No, I'm still thinking. I think I'm going to end up Googling just after our call. I have no answer.
My family, let's see if you can try that one on 0826572729. My family, let me read it again. It is Esther, Abigail, God's ladies eternally. This is the name of a particular bird used to describe healing, revival, and strength. Let's see if you can work it out and send us your answer to 0826572729. Sonette, we see you. We see you. We see you. Sonette is coming up on 0826572729. Paul, we were talking particularly about some of the themes that we find in your book earlier on. Thank you so much for standing by. And I was describing the issue of beauty and how, you know, as women, we set standard, you know, standards of beauty that I don't know if they are fair, and we impose them on each other. Mpo, in your book, you talk about how we can sort this out. Share with us some of the thoughts that we find in your book.
I mean, Ayanda, many times as women, nowadays there's a trend of women who bleach their skins. I mean, that's that day. People are bleaching their skins because someone has a dark skin. They feel like they are not beautiful. They want to, you know, have a lighter skin color for them to feel like they are beautiful. Those are some of the things I'm trying to convey in that beauty part, to say whether you are dark, whether you are light skinned, whether you have a small body, a big body. I mean, Ayanda, we were made in the image of God, and I don't understand why, when we understand that we are made in the image of God, why are we not satisfied? And I'm not saying I'm happy with myself. There are times when I also complain, like I want a flat tummy. You know, I wish my nose was a bit, you know what I mean? You always see something that you want to improve. But I've learned to love myself the way I am. I've learned to understand that I was made in the image of God. I must understand that, I mean, I was teased a lot as a child that because I'm short. You know, I was teased a lot. I was given names. Hey, when I'm shorty, you know, you know, those silly names sometimes. But I've learned to love myself, that I'm short. There's nothing I can do about it. Just embrace myself, love myself. And there are tall ladies who feel like, oh, I'm too tall. I wish I was more height. I was a little bit short. So we will never be satisfied. Whether you're a size 3 shoe, whether you're a size 7, love yourself. Learn to love yourself. We hide behind makeup. There's nothing wrong with makeup. There's nothing wrong with enhancing your beauty. But we hide behind makeup. We do our eyebrows. Now I see there are permanent eyebrows. You know, there's so many things that we do because we want to look beautiful. But you are beautiful. You were created in God's image. God loves you. You are God's child. What more do we want? You know, be content with who you are and how God has made you to be.
And just to add to that, this is what you write on this particular chapter, Mpho. You also add to say that another woman's beauty is not the absence of your own. How does it feel to hear that? You know, to because you wrote this, right? I mean, you love yourself, love other women, and give random compliments daily. Watch and see the difference it makes. Women are beautiful. When one does well, we should all celebrate them. No need to compete, but we should collaborate. Hi, Bompo.
Collaborations.
Right.
We are not competition, but collaborations, yes.
And I mean, you. Let me also just confirm that you're very good, you know, with finding anything. I mean, it could be a well-polished shoe. You will find something to compliment. Serious, that's exactly how you are. You will find something to compliment in somebody else. And I just want to give you your flowers to say that what I'm reading here is not just something written out of nowhere. I can certainly testify to that. And I think another theme that I found quite interesting in your book, let's skip the singleness and we'll come back to that, is the issue of success. Hey, is success is a problem?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do we manage the success barrier that sometimes stands in the sisterhood relationship?
I mean, people define success. You know, we define it in many ways. Someone feels that they are successful when they drive a big car, when they stay in a posh suburb. You know. Someone feel, you know, again, I'll speak for myself. I feel like I'm successful because I'm taking care of my household. I love my husband. I serve him. I'm married. I take care of my kids. I cook. I make sure that our house is a home. That's how I feel so successful, because I feel like I'm fulfilling God's mandate for what he created me to do. But for someone else, it's different. But in spite of how you define your own success, you know, whether you feel that as a CEO of a company, as a woman, you are successful. And I feel like as a stay-at-home mom, serving my husband, taking care of a household, being the Proverbs 31 woman, you know, I feel successful. So don't define your success based on another woman because they drive a bigger car. And because you're still using a taxi, you feel like you're not worth it, you know. We all of us are successful in God's eye when he wants us to be successful. You know, you succeed where God wants you to. I don't know if you get it. Where God has placed you and how he wants you to succeed. Let us not define success by how we see the world doing it, how other people are doing it. Be successful where you know God has placed you. Be successful in your ministry where you feel like, what's this? This is how I define myself. So for someone else, being married is being successful. But for someone else, it's not, and it's okay. You know, you don't have to define marriage as success. So let us be content with where we are, where God has placed us. We are succeeding differently. We are succeeding for different reasons as well.
Mpho, do we define success differently, though? Let me just challenge that a little bit and see if we can perhaps get to a different conclusion. And I'll tell you why. Because we all say it, right? I mean, if you had to ask me now, you know, exactly what I've just asked you, I'd probably say exactly that. But in practice, it's not always the same. Otherwise, why would we have issues? Why would success be a barrier that stands in between sisterhood relationships? It's simply because we don't always, you know, see success as being successful and doing really well in what God has called you. For whatever reason, it always feels as if we want to broaden our terms of reference that God has given us of success into other people's territory. And that's where the problems start, you know, because now I'm not just happy being a CEO of the small company that has two employees. I want to also become a CEO of a multinational organization like my sister, Mpho. We understand?
I hear you. And I feel like also there's nothing wrong with that. As long as it comes from a good place. It doesn't come from a place of being envious. There's nothing wrong with asking Ayanda, how did you do it? How can I grow my business? There's nothing wrong with asking you to mentor me in becoming a better businesswoman. There's absolutely nothing wrong with doing what another woman is doing. As long as it comes from a good place, it doesn't come from a place of, I'll show her. She thinks she's better than us. I'll also do the same. You know what I mean? As long as it has pure intention. You can do something that literally opens someone's eyes and feel like, wow, I can also, this has been in my heart to do, and I've been scared. But look at Ayanda, she's doing it so well. Can I, you know, approach her, ask her to mentor me, ask her, you know, to, how did she do it? There's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. So ask sometimes people, second when someone is asking, we think like, yo, they want to do the same thing as me, blah, blah, blah. We need each other. That's how we grow. We need each other. We need to help each other as well.
You know, this morning we were meditating on Ephesians chapter 4. Where God speaks about, where Paul speaks to the church in Ephesia, about humility, and he puts it so beautifully. You know, he from verse I think 2 to 5, he puts it so beautifully in Paul. He speaks about humility being the bedrock of unity.
Sure, amen.
Right, and I mean, when you look at humility, the beauty about humility is that it doesn't choose, right? So humility is able to affect you as the one that is being approached for business tips. It is also able to affect you as the one approaching for business tips.
Yeah.
So when humility is at play, humility is able to tell you, no, don't ask Paul for her business tips, because I would like you to perfect managing two people and managing your monthly turnover of 15,000. We understand that's what humility would do. Humility can also minister to the one that is being asked for advice, to say that, give your sister, you know, even those tools that I gave you last night in your place of prayer, give it to your sister. They were not for you. We understand, Ampo?
Yeah.
So maybe, do we maybe have a humility problem? Maybe?
Perhaps, you know, it can be many things, because also being humble is another thing, right? We are quick to be prideful. God gives you a promotion, you already feel like, I've made it, you know. I'm the eat girl. So I think also we should always pray for the spirit of humility, being humble enough to approach someone, ask for help, being humble enough to recognize that that's not what God wants for you. You know, there are things that I've been praying for, trusting God for, and God simply does not want that for me. It's not for me, Ayanda. It's for another woman, but not for me. And it's painful, because I want that, but God says not for you.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, my family, you know, Paul Mago is our guest this afternoon. We are talking about her incredible offering, When One Woman Wins, We All Win. We are going to take a quick break. I just want to welcome Sinead, who's joining us on the road, and she's got a traffic update, my family. So let's give a place for Sinead to do that on a Family Friday. We are on our riddle as well, all the way to the top of the hour. And if you think you can solve our riddle, we are on 0826572729, and here is the riddle question. Esther Abigail, God's leading ladies eternally. This is the name of a particular bird used to describe healing, revival, and strength, and it's used in scripture. What is the name of this bird, and what scripture references apply?
It's Family Friday on Spectrum. Celebrate your family with us today. A song, a prayer, word of appreciation on the WhatsApp line 082-657-2729 or SMS 37871.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hi, Ayanda. I know it's not part of Gauteng.
Hi,
but I'm driving from Gauteng to Middelburg, and where the N12 and the N4 connect, there was an accident. There's a truck that lie on its head, on its back, and it's in the intersection. So just urge the drivers that's coming from Joburg side towards Middelburg, that it is quite, it's after the turn, so you can't see it, so they must be vigilant.
Sanet, do you know how much I love it when the family does that? Oh man, thank you so much for that, Sanet. So my family, there you have it. If you're driving, it is the N4. I will play that message again, but that is between Joburg and Middelburg. Do look out for an accident along the way, and let's please just be as cautious as possible. Sanet says it's straight after the mall direction on the N4. There's also another accident. So, let's please be as careful as possible and perhaps take a minute just to say a prayer for the roads. It's a Friday afternoon, and, you know, the worst we can ever do is, you know, sit to listen to hear of accidents on the road. My family, let's be as careful as possible. Thank you so much, Sanet. Absolutely appreciate you. Theme or no theme, my sister, we're all here for those updates. Mpo, thank you so much for standing by this afternoon. And let's conclude our conversation if we can, Mpo. I think what we've just discussed about humility and success will probably affect, you know, how we approach our calling as well. You write in your book about our calling. We cannot do everything and be everywhere. We will be burnt out. Ask for assistance. Be honest with what you can and cannot do. Mpo, is this yet another problem that we have as women thinking or wanting to be super moms, super sisters, super this? Hey, Mpo? Looks like I have lost Mpo, or have I? Yeah, let's try and see if we can actually get Mpo back on the line. My family, great insights coming through from her book, When One Woman Wins, We All Win. Mpo, thank you so much for coming through. So I was just looking at your thoughts around the issue of calling. And this is what you write. Yeah, we cannot do everything and be everywhere. We will be burned out. Ask for assistance. Be honest with what you can and cannot do, and allow others to serve in their calling. Do you think that perhaps not being able to ask for help is yet another problem that we have?
Yeah, also thinking that we can do everything. I mean, I am that just because I'm called, or I'm a woman who's on radio, it doesn't mean that I'm supposed to be doing everything. I mean, I have sisters like you that, if I'm invited to come and MC an event this weekend and I know that I'm tired, or I know that I have something at church on Sunday that needs my attention, I can always just pass it on to you. Recommend other women to say, you know what, yes, I do MC work, but can I recommend my sister Ayanda to come and MC because I have an engagement at church the next day and I need to focus on that. So many times we want to do everything. You know, I want to lead worship, I want to pray, be the intercessor, I want to preach, I want to be the usher. And we get tired, we feel like, God, I've worked for you, I've served you, you don't answer my prayers. But has God said you must do all those things? There's nothing wrong with serving, but know your place. Mm-hmm. Know that God has called you. Don't overdo it. Mm-hmm. Don't try and draw attention to yourself, you know, so that everyone can see that Sister Mpo is working for the Lord. She's doing, yes, you can do all that. But serve where you are called, you know, perfect where you are being called. Don't overdo it. Recommend other women. There are so many women who are looking for employment, but sometimes we are scared to recommend because we say, you know, what if she gets the job and does it? No, don't worry about that. If God places her in your heart to recommend her or ask her to send their CV, do that. Because that's how another woman will get an opportunity. When we recommend one another, when we give each other space, you know, to serve and grow. Not for me to want to do everything and then other people then won't get to serve because I want to do everything. That leads to burnout, and we also blame God on things that he has not called us for. There are so many things we have done. God has not said do that, but we are doing it. We are doing it because we see the world doing it. God has not said, Paul, release an album. But because Lebo Kobela and Dr. Juni are doing it, I'm also going to do it. I'll release a gospel song, and when it flops and people don't buy into it, I feel like, hey, Abba Salwani, jealous, don't, there's nothing like that. Serve where you are called. Don't bend yourself out. Live your truth. Be who God has called you to be.
Yo, Mpo, that is amazing. Listen, even if we had to leave it here, I think we've said it all because, you know, as you're speaking, I'm reminded of Joseph. Do you remember Joseph? Mm-hmm. Joseph recommended, he recommended the baker. When they were both in jail, and then this guy then forgets Joseph, you know. So those things will happen even when you do the right thing. But look at what God.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing with exactly what you're saying. That leave that to God. Don't worry. If God says recommend someone, do it. And God knows the appointed time. Mm-hmm. You know where you will then be given an express train to your place of success. Mm-hmm. Okay, Yvonne? This is beautiful.
I don't know if it's too late, but can I bless our listeners with two of my books? Can I give out two books?
I love it.
Listeners?
This is how we go and do it. I'm so excited. Okay. Boy, you're such a giver.
All right.
Stronger. So let's do it together. We've got 3 minutes to do it. My family, here is the riddle. And two of our listeners walk away this afternoon with a book, Yagampo, When One Woman Wins, We All Win. The question to the riddle is simple, right? We are looking for a bird that is mentioned in scripture. This bird is used to describe healing, revival, and strength. Esther Abigail, God's ladies eternal. What is the name of the bird? Come on, fam. Let me first of all start off by acknowledging that we've got a response from Doreen. Okay. Doreen has responded, and Doreen's answer is absolutely correct. So I'm not going to say it because we're looking for the second answer. We've also got an answer from Linda. Woo-hoo! Well, it looks like we've got our winners of your book, my sister.
Yay! Well done. Wow. So congratulations to them.
Right?
I'm happy for them.
I'm very happy too. So the answer, my family, to that question, Sis Grace Marangwana me askisi akiri. So the answer, my family, to that riddle is indeed the eagle. Remember when we started Spectrum, we started off looking at Isaiah chapter 40. And so the answer that we are looking for to that question is indeed the eagle. And Linda got it right. Who else? Doreen got it right. So you both walk away with when one woman wins, we all win. And Paul, we truly appreciate and love you so much, Sissy. Thank you so much
for being such
a whole woman, you know.
Thank you,
being such a sister. And Paul, honestly, you know, worked with you for how many years now? Almost 10. over 10. And
God is good.
Truly appreciate you, man. And all the best for this weekend. And so we'll give you the details. Sis Doreen and Sis Linda.
Okay.
And looking forward to hearing from them as they receive your book, yeah?
Okay, cool. I'll make sure they receive their books. Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Mpo Muko on Facebook, ne?
Yes, Mpo Muko on Facebook.
That is absolutely wonderful. My family, that was the voice of Mpo Muko, one of our own. Find her on Facebook. When one woman wins, we all win. Let's take a quick sting. We are coming back to say ta-da!
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details.
or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.